Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Through consent agenda, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly certified the result of the October 4th municipal election. Turnout for the regular municipal election was under 20% this year. Of the 53,014 registered voters, 9,653 had voted, which equates mathematically to 18.21% turnout. Of those votes, 1,958 were absentee, question, and special needs ballots. In addition, the Borough Canvas Board found 21 ballots rejected. For the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly races, Jesse Bjorkman was declared winner of District 3 Nikiski, Tyson Cox declared winner of District 4 Soldotna, and Brent Johnson, who ran unopposed, was declared the winner of District 7 Central. In the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education races, District 1 Kalifornsky, Patricia Truesdell declared the winner, District 6 East Peninsula, Virginia Morgan declared the winner, and in District 9 South Peninsula, John Zen Kelly, who ran unopposed, was declared the winner. The Assembly and Board of Education seat are three-year terms. The propositions that were on the ballots for borough voters included voters choosing to approve Plan 1 for Proposition 1, which keeps the districts across the Kenai Peninsula borough the same at 9. Plan 2 proposed 11. Voters also chose to approve Proposition Number 2, the Educational Capital Improvements General Obligation Bonds, and Central Emergency Service Area voters additionally also voted to approve Proposition Number 3, the approval of GO bonds and the approval of the Central Emergency Services Station Number 1 project. In addition, there were several other elections across the borough for individual service areas, with most of those races being unopposed. And in case you're wondering, the Soldotna City Council is set to certify the results of their municipal election at this evening's meeting, and the City of Kenai will certify their election results later this month. For more information on the result certification, log on to RadioKenai.com. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan is discussing American energy independence. Demand continues to increase for oil in spite of the OPEC Plus announcement recently that the group of oil-producing nations would slash output by 2 million barrels per day. AAA reports that the higher cost of oil typically means more expensive gasoline, and that's exactly what's been happening over the past 2 weeks. Senator Sullivan appeared on Fox Business saying that Americans want their energy independence back.
This is the definition of insanity. And what happened last week when OPEC Plus, which by the way is OPEC Plus Russia,
of course,
right? When they came back and said, no, we're actually going to cut 2 million barrels a day after the president literally went to Saudi Arabia on bended knee to ask for more production and he got 2 million less. It's an embarrassment to our country. And it shows just how weak the Biden administration is from foreign policy.
According to a Fox Business article, the Biden administration is set to decide on the future of federal offshore fossil fuel drilling and is considering blocking new leases. Senator Sullivan added,
I think the biggest disaster of all has been their energy policies, and here's why. It cuts across so many key elements of American interests: national security, energy security, environmental policy, jobs, inflation. On every single one of these issues, the Biden administration's energy policies are undermining Americans. And here are the facts, and you mention it because it's continuing. From day one, this administration started by shutting down the production of American energy, making it harder to move American energy through infrastructure, canceling pipelines, going to our financial institutions saying, don't invest in American energy.
Alaska currently has the nation's second most expensive gasoline, with a statewide average of $5.54, second only to California, which is seeing gas over $6 a gallon. Two domestic poultry flocks in the Matsu Borough have confirmed to have highly pathogenic avian influenza. One flock was a backyard chicken flock and the other was a mix of poultry species. There's been a total of 4 backyard flocks and nearly 600 wild bird detections statewide this year. Sudden death of multiple birds in the flock, nasal discharge, sneezing, coughing, or respiratory distress are to be of great concern and should be reported. Other signs include a drop in water consumption, diarrhea, lethargy, abnormal behavior or difficulty walking, blue discoloration of the comb and wattles, or swollen comb, wattles, legs, or head. Details, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.